The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 687.
Hey, 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 hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. I'm so glad you're here. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. You can learn more about how to get clients and grow your business the Train Your Brain way by going to 60secondworkshop.com. That's 60secondworkshop.com. So today we're going to talk about working from home, and in particular, time management and working from home distractions. We had somebody write in, and what they said was, I would like help dealing with working from home distractions. I need to prioritize what needs to be done and get better at time management so I don't feel like my business has taken over my life. And I think this probably applies to more people than ever right now, right? I got a lot to say about this, which should come as no surprise. The first thing I want to say, because I think many of us fall into this, is that you probably need less time than you think to work your business. So we have the best of intentions. We set up a home office and we say, okay, my new job is from 8 to 5 every day. And I'm going to let my kids know that I'm in the office. So I'm going to put a little sign on the door that says work in session. Or there's going to be a little blue hanging tag on the door. And I'm going to take my breaks at exactly 10:30, noon, and 3:15 p.m. Like we think that this is what time management is. And we really think this is what working at home is. But the reality is we can get more done when we have less time. When you're kind of forced, like, okay, I've got an hour to get done everything I need to get done, you get laser focused and you get done what you need to get done, and that's it. And a lot of what we call quote unquote work as work at home people is really just hanging out, surfing the internet, talking to people, doing stuff that really isn't making us any money. Like the actual money-making tasks that we do in a day don't take up much time. They're few and far between. And so I just want to say that for starters. You probably need far less time than you think. And so I get that. And I get that when you're trying to put your head down and get something done, it is distracting being interrupted by, you know, kids or partners or pets or whatever it is. And at the same time, they're your life. Like, that's who you want to be spending time with. And you want to feel like you aren't just working all the time, like you're doing the real things that bring you joy. And your business brings you joy. And so it's like, how do I spend more minutes of my day doing things I really like to do? So here's kind of a philosophy I have. And the philosophy is, if you don't feel like doing it, then it probably doesn't need to be done. And if it's important to you, you will do it. You will get it done. So what do I mean by that? First of all, I never want you to force yourself to do things you don't want to do. There is nothing in your business that you have to do to make money. Because money does not come from those actions. We know that as brain trainers. What makes money is the expectation of money flowing. What makes money is how you show up in the world and the way that you line up with the abundance that's coming to you. Money does not come from putting your nose to the grindstone and working, working, working. Money comes from having a positive expectation, an openness and feelingness toward money. And what happens when you do that is that you start using your best brain. You start having an expectation for money. You start feeling good about money. You start feeling more open to money. You start feeling abundant. And then your brain kicks in and the creative pathways in your brain open up. And things come on your radar and the reticular activating system sees ways to make money that have always been there. But you have to be in the positive expectation, positive emotional feeling for money to flow in. I say all that because sometimes we feel like I have to get this done. I have to get this done. People are expecting this. Oh my gosh, if I don't get this done, this is just the worst thing ever. And the truth is, if you don't feel like doing it, it probably doesn't need to be done. And the second part of that philosophy is that if something's important to you, you'll do it. Let me give you a weird example for this, okay? Because sometimes I find that too many entrepreneurs, they're trying to force themselves to do some kind of thing that they think is the thing that will make them money. And they say, yeah, but I really want to do it. But then they really don't find the time to do it. Oh, I really, really want to write that book. Or I really, really want to start that live stream. But then they don't find the time to do it. And so here's my litmus test, or here's my example for if you want to do it. When I was running a direct sales team, sometimes I would have people who didn't want to come to the monthly meetings that we would hold. And actually they'd say, I want to come, but I can't make it. There's this really important thing and I really want to be there, but I can't do it. I really want to be there, but I can't do it. And so one of the examples I gave to people, and this one person in particular, she had a big crush on Johnny Depp. And I said, well, if Johnny Depp was going to be at the next meeting, would you be there? And of course, she would be there. Of course she would. She would never in a million years miss that meeting. People have to understand that when we don't do things, it's because we don't have the emotional momentum to do them. And in her case, Johnny Depp being at the meeting would give her the emotional momentum to be at that meeting. And so how do things become important to us in our day-to-day life? In other words, how do we get that emotional momentum so that things become important to us in our day-to-day lives? Because we maybe really do want to start that live stream, or we really do want to write that book. So why don't we have the emotional momentum behind it? Why is it not getting done? How do we, or more importantly, rather than why is not getting done, how do we get it done? How do we get the emotional momentum? Well, it won't come as any surprise to you. The answer is that you create emotional momentum by the thoughts that you think. You create emotional momentum by brain training. So if you want to get that book done, then you have to start getting excited about getting that book done. Because most of us, when we're thinking about the things that we need to get done, or when we're thinking about quote unquote time management, we're saying, well, I said to myself that from 3:15 to 4:15 every day I would work, and now I'm not doing it. And so time management or thinking about the things we need to do becomes another point where we can beat ourselves up. We think about the things we need to do and we think about them in a feel-bad way rather than thinking about them intentionally in a way that gets us excited. So it's like, I really want to get that book done. I really wish I'd get that book done. I'm not getting that book done. I wish I could. Rather than, oh, I'm so excited to start the book. It's going to be so fun to start the book. So let's go back to this original question. I want to prioritize what needs to be done and get better at time management so I don't feel like my business has taken over my life. But I want to watch out for the at-home distractions too. So let's get down to basics. We're thinking about, what are the things you really want to do? Well, you want to do those money-making activities, and you don't want to do them for 8 hours a day. You want to have a laser-focused hour a day, 50 minutes a day, maybe two 50-minute sessions on a really big day, where you focus on money-making activities, whatever those money-making activities are. Maybe they're phone calls, maybe they're reaching out by email, maybe they're creating a webinar, maybe it's live streaming, maybe it's writing the book. Whatever it is that you want to get done in that 50 minutes every day or the two 50-minute sessions, that's what you have to get excited about. If you want to spend time with your loved creatures and people at home and have a life, have a fun, good life, full life, where you've got lots of variety and you're doing all the things that you love, you can build the business that you love doing the things that you want to do when you start talking about them like you're excited to do them. How do you gain emotional momentum? How do you get that impetus to feel like Johnny Depp's at the meeting? I want to get this done. I want to go to that meeting. Brain training. So literally, I'm not kidding. This sounds so simple, but just do this. Take the thing on your list that you have not been doing and beating yourself up about, and just start saying, and don't do it. Just start saying to yourself, I'm so excited to start that. I'm really looking forward to starting that. So fill in the blank. I'm excited to start that live stream. I can't wait to start that live stream. I'm really looking forward to starting that live stream. It's going to be so fun to start that live stream. I'm thinking about that live stream all the time. I can't wait to start that live stream. It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited to start the live stream. I can hardly stop thinking about the live stream. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait to do that live stream. It's going to be so great. And fill in the blank with whatever your money-making activity is. And I'm telling you, you will not be able to say that. And I mean it. Don't take action. Just say that over and over and over and over and over and over again. 100 times a day. Stop yourself multiple times a day and say it multiple times a day. You won't be able to get through one day without creating emotional momentum. There will come a point where you can't hold yourself back from action. Then you're not doing time management. Then you're not prioritizing what needs to get done and get better at time management so that my business, all the drudgery in my business isn't weighing me down and I don't get to spend time with my kids, or my kids aren't distracting me from my important focused drudgery work. You know, there's just like so many layers of like feel bad in there, right? So just hang out with the kids, drink some coffee, eat some cookies, do putter around the house, work in the garden, and all the while say to yourself, I'm really excited. I'm starting this fill in the blank. I'm starting my book. I'm starting the live stream. I can't wait to get going. I'm thinking about it all the time. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be so fun to do it. Really, I mean, don't you feel like I wish Dana had stopped talking because now I'm already excited to go do that thing, right? It is that simple. It is that simple. Tell your brain what you want. Tell your brain that you're excited. Create that emotional momentum. It's so easy. Don't we just love how easy it is? You totally got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.